Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It is Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we're coming to you on a really big day for Germans.
This is humongous. You can now get your hair cut here. You can go to the hairdressers and get your hair snipped.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but this is what Germans are talking about today on Monday, the 1st of March. This is a big deal, and it's not...
The first time since mid-December?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been at least 6-7 weeks. And it's not without controversy, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic. We've got mutations kind of gaining on the original variant of the coronavirus. A lot of things remain closed. And yet suddenly these hair salons, these hairdressers open up. And you do hear people wondering out loud, why on earth we should open these things up?
Why is this the first thing to open?
And it really kind of is. It's like the first big reopening.
Is it that essential?
And the more we thought about it, the more we kind of wanted to figure out why haircuts. It's been a prevailing theme of the whole pandemic that haircuts have to happen.
Before we get into the big why, let's go speak to people getting their haircut in Bonn, Germany, and see how they're feeling.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Kathleen. I'm 43 years and I live here in Bonn, and I'm very happy to see Beate here because I love to go to the hairdressers, and it's very important for me. And yeah.
Can you tell me why it's so important for you to be sitting in this chair right now and getting your hair cut?
Because every morning when I wake up and I see me in the mirror, the hair becomes longer, and I'm not happy with myself because it's not so easy to explain in English, but die Würde des Menschen, and I think so that a good haircut is for me die Würde des Menschen.
You're saying that it affects our dignity, how dignified we feel.
Of course, I think so. It's it belongs to the dignified for me. That I look good, and that Beate and the team know they do for every one of us.
Beate is telling us to get out of the way here. I just want to ask one more question before we go to make sure that I've understood you correctly. That without a haircut, you do not feel dignity as a human being?
Yes, I think so. If it would be longer, the lockdown, I wouldn't go out without my head, without my base cap. It became worse, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm happy for you that you got this haircut today.
I am too, and it does look good.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us, Kathleen.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Cornelius. I am 28 years old, and I'm getting my first haircut since early December.
Cornelius, how do you feel right now?
Relieved. It is, at this point, quite literally a relief. Feels like a weight is being taken off my shoulders.
That was the literal part of that?
Yeah, that was both literally and figuratively. With my hair, it becomes impossible to do anything with it. And over the past 2 weeks, even my girlfriend has been complaining. And she usually loves it when I have long, curly hair. And even she got annoyed. So it's high time.
What did she say?
She called me prickly.
Prickly?
Yes.
Apart from the practical things like pricking your girlfriend, what does it mean to you to get a haircut?
It's relieving because I feel like for many people it means a lot more than just the way they look. It's a lot about how they feel like others are perceiving them, and that can do a lot about someone's psyche.
Our microphone is now covered in your hair, Cornelius.
You're welcome. You wanted this.
Is it okay if I find that disgusting?
It is.
Your hair is all over our microphone.
It's fine.
What you just said there, I'd love to get into that before we go. What it does for your psyche.
Yeah.
What is this doing to your psyche right now as you look at the mirror and watch your hair being cut?
I very much look forward to not being annoyed when I look in the mirror. And it's just something about self-perception that is profoundly changed. So I don't think it's as superficial as some people suggest.
Okay, so I think what is clear at this point is it's not just a haircut. The people we spoke to, and special thanks to the hair salons, the hairdressers that let us come in. And
yeah, that was the Marius hair salon in downtown Bonn.
Those people,
dignity, big terms being thrown around there. Dignity, self-perception, happiness. What is going on when you get your hair? Why is that so important?
So we got in touch with a woman who can answer that. Her name is Lisa Schmalzried. She has done a lot of research into human beauty and perceptions of others and ourselves.
That's right. She's a philosopher by training, but knows the study of aesthetics, which is, the philosophical concept of beauty. And we wanted to talk to her about why these people are so happy. Why is it so important to get your haircut right now?
Science Unscripted.
So my name is Lisa Schmalzried. I'm at the moment a deputy professor at the Martin Luther University in Halle-Wittenberg for practical philosophy. And I wrote my habilitation thesis about human beauty.
Lisa, is there any contradiction in the fact that we are, trying to get haircuts, trying to look better at exactly the period of time when we're not seeing anyone, at least here in Germany? It is locked down, and I don't actually need to look good, and yet we still have this strong desire to go out and do that. Is that contradictory, or is there some sense in that?
For me, there is a kind of a contradiction, but on the other hand, I can also make sense of it. So there is one aspect, we spend a lot of time in front of our computer screens in video calls. And I think what is special about video calls is we see ourselves the whole time. So normally, if I go to a meeting or interact with other persons, and I don't think so much about how do I look like, but now I always see a video of myself. So this might be one aspect where I think more about the way I look, and this is worsened by the fact that nobody looks good on Zoom calls or WebEx calls or whatever. So this is one aspect, and another aspect, I think, is because we don't meet queer persons, people face-to-face in the last few months. We spend so much time on social media, or on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and we watch movies and TV series and hear beautiful, attractive people are overrepresented. So there are more beautiful people we are confronted with than in our normal daily life if we would go to work or just go to the city center and go shopping.
We were talking with people getting their haircuts today in Bonn, Germany here, and one woman, while she was getting her hair trimmed, said that it restored her sense of dignity. Now, for a philosopher or a student or a doctor of philosophy, that's a pretty loaded term. Does that surprise you in any way?
Yeah, first of all, it surprises me. Another way, if I would want to try to make sense out of it, it comes back to the aspect of self-care to say it restores my dignity because dignity is also connected with our freedom, that we are free to do whatever we want to do. At least for many people, this freedom is closely connected with dignity, and to say it might restore my dignity because I'm able again to do this because I want to do this. This might be one aspect. And another aspect is to say, by going to the hairdresser, I care for myself and I show that I respect myself. And thereby, I restore my own self-dignity by going to the hairdresser again. It's a strong claim that going to the hairdresser restores the dignity of a person.
And Lisa, when do you plan to restore your dignity by going to the hairdresser, now that we can?
Actually, I visited my sister yesterday and my sister cut my hair, so I already restored it.
And that was Lisa Schmalzried talking to us from her home in Erlangen down in Bavaria.
Yeah, dropping some highbrow philosophy. Who'd have thought so much could go into having a haircut?
I guess it's...
Snip.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this stuff?
It's much more than a haircut at the end of the day. I would be the first to say, I guess on a personal level, first of all, it's time for me to get a haircut. I've got one scheduled for March 10th. I've had that scheduled for 3 months now. So
you do not need a haircut.
So yesterday, we ran out of conditioner. I've got curly hair, and I need to have conditioner to not look like a buffoon. And
does it straighten your hair out or what?
It stops it from flying up like Albert Einstein. And so yesterday, I guess part of the reason this resonates with me now that we're thinking about it is yesterday I looked in the mirror. I thought I looked terrible, absurd. And even though it was a sunny day, people are walking outside. Usually I chat with a couple of them. I kind of didn't want to because I thought I looked stupid. It makes sense now. And it sounds completely vain saying it out loud. But real things about your behavior do change based on how you feel about yourself at that point.
If that were true for me, I probably would never be able to leave the house. I think I always look stupid when I look in the mirror.
And like yet
that's what I have to work with.
And yet you carry on. You carry on. For all of you out there, how do you feel about haircuts? Get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.